in what they could afford. This is really very upsetting. A man would have to be a right bastard to steal something like that, eh, Sergeant? Said Nock. Absolutely, said Vimes. I see you're pretty well organised on this one, Sergeant. Have you looked everywhere? Everywhere except the lockers, said Nock. That's not something we'd do lightly, rummaging through a man's locker. But we're all here now, and Captain Tilden's here to see fair play. So although it's very distasteful, I'll ask you, Captain, for permission to rummage. Yes, yes, if you must, said Tilden. I don't like the idea. It is really quite dishonourable, you know. Then I think, sir, to show that we're doing this fairly, said Nock, us sergeants ought to be searched first. That way, no one can say we don't take it seriously. Come now, Sergeant, said Tilden with a little smile. I hardly think you're suspected. No, sir, fair's fair, said Nock. We'll set a good example, eh, Sergeant Keel? Vimes shrugged. Nock grinned at him, pulled out a bundle of keys and beckoned to Lance Corporal Coates. You do the honours, Ned, he said, beaming. Me first, of course. The door was unlocked. The contents of Nock's locker were the usual unsavoury mess of lockers everywhere, but there was certainly no silver inkstand. If there were, it would have turned black after a single day. Well done. Now, Sergeant Keels, please, Ned. Nock's friendly beam fixed on Vimes as the policeman fumbled with the lock. Vimes stared back, face blank as a slate, as the door creaked open.
Oh, dear, what have we here?
Said Nock without even bothering to look.
It's a sack, Sarge, said Coates. Something heavy in it, too.
Oh, dear me, said Nock, still staring at Vimes. Open it up, lad, gently. We don't want anything to get damaged, eh?
There was a rustle of Hessian, and then...
It's half a brick, Ned reported.
What?
Half brick, sir.
I'm saving up for a house, said Vimes. There were one or two sniggers from the assembled men, but some of the faster thinkers were suddenly looking worried. They know, thought Vimes. Well, lads, welcome to Vimes's roulette. You spun the wheel, and now you've got to guess where the ball is going to go.
Are you sure?
Said Nock, turning to the open locker.
It's just a sack, Sarge, said Ned, and half brick.
Is there a loose panel or something? Said Nock desperately.
What, in a sack, Sarge?
Well, that seems to be our lockers, said Vimes, rubbing his hands together.
Who's next, Sergeant Nock?
Round and round the little ball goes, and where it stops, nobody knows.
You know, personally, I think the captain's right. I don't think any of the men would... Nock began and faltered.
Vimes's stare could have hammered rivets.
I believe, Sergeant, that since we have begun this, it should be concluded, said Tilden. That's only fair.
Vimes took a couple of steps towards Coates and held out his hand.
Keys, he said.
Coates glared at him.
The keys, Lance Corporal, said Vimes.
He snatched them from Coates's hand and turned to the line of lockers.
Right, he said. Let's start with the well-known arch-criminal, Lance Constable Vimes.
Door after door was opened. The lockers, while possibly of interest to anyone studying the smells of unwashed clothing and the things that could grow on neglected socks, failed to produce a single silver inkstand. It did turn up the amorous adventures of Molly Clapper in Corporal Colon's locker, however. Vimes stared at the crude and grubby engravings like a long-lost friend. He remembered that book. It had gone round the watch-house for years, and as a young man he learned a lot from some of those illustrations, although a good deal of what he'd learned had turned out to be wrong. Fortunately, Captain Tilden's view was blocked, and Vimes shoved the greasy book back on the shelf and said to the red-eared Colon,
"Studying theory, eh, Fred? Good man. Practice makes perfect."
Then he turned at last to Coates's locker. The man was watching him like a hawk. The scratched door creaked open. Every neck craned to see. There was a stack of old notebooks, some civilian clothing, and a small sack of what, when it was tipped out on the floor, turned out to be laundry.
"Surprised?" said the Lance Corporal.
"Not half as much as you," Vimes thought. He winked at Coates and turned away.
"Can I have a word with you in your office, Captain?"
Yes, Sergeant, I suppose so, said Tilden, looking round. Oh, dear.
Vimes gave the man some time to climb the stairs, then followed him up to his office and tactfully closed the door.
Well, Sergeant, said Tilden, collapsing into his chair.
Have you looked everywhere, sir? Said Vimes.
Of course, man.
I mean, sir, perhaps you